It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
Yeah.
It's
time for the download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. We couldn't have a full show on the environment and climate change without talking about solutions and, more importantly, innovation. The Chicago River has become the focal point for environmentalists for decades now. The river has been a long sore spot for the city. But in recent years, it's shown a resurgence, mostly because of cleanup efforts and tourism improvements downtown. But Urban Rivers, a nonprofit business that wants to revitalize the Chicago River, thinks it has a way to improve the way the city interacts with the river and, well, cleans it. Think about a Roomba for the river. It's one of their ideas. A trash robot. Another, the Wild Mile, taking the north branch of the Chicago River and creating the largest aquatic park of its kind in the world. Make no small plans. We caught up with Nick Wesley, the director of Urban Rivers, and Phil Nicodemus, the director of biology, at the river right behind the Whole Foods on Kingsbury on the north side. We talk nature, habitats, and, well, the business of river innovation.
Our vision for what this could be is basically taking the existing infrastructure, these seawalls, these concrete embankments, and adding on to that walkways and gardens to create this floating ecosystem, which you can be a part of, as well as will support the habitat within the city.
It's interesting because you've seen the city really kind of double down on river walks and bringing more population down to the riverside. This would be that kind of idea. Obviously, it's different. If you're downtown, it's not necessarily an aquatic park. It's just sidewalks that they put up and restaurants. But how would it be different on the North Branch than what we know to be the river walk downtown?
You know, I think that in this area, it kind of has the benefit of being ignored for the most part. You know, you have a lot of industrial buildings which are lining this channel, and that's starting to change. So I think that on the north side, what will make it a little bit different is by focusing on the habitat and using wildlife first as kind of the motivation to what you're doing. And from that, you'll then create a different type of area than you can find anywhere else in the city.
Phil, I want to bring you in to talk about the habitat because, you know, for people who live in Chicago, they may be familiar with birds in this river and maybe a couple of cars at the bottom of the...
Yeah.
But what is the habitat? I mean, when you talk about restoring the habitat or at least maintaining the habitat, what is the habitat here in the Chicago River?
Yeah, so as a lot of people probably are aware, a lot of the Chicago River has been artificially changed throughout the years. We've used it for different purposes, for different reasons throughout our history. The state that it's in now is a very unnatural state for a river. Rivers are usually allowed to wiggle along and meander, and you've got pockets of fast current and slow current. You've got these different environmental conditions that make it really easy to support a lot of diverse wildlife. In the Chicago River, what we've done is we've flattened the edges, we've taken metallic walls straight down to the bottom, and we've made them bottom very, very silty, mucky, very unsuitable for a lot of different kinds of wildlife. So when you see a lot of seagulls and geese around, understand that's because that's the way we've engineered our system to benefit those species the most. What we're trying to do here is sort of add in more naturalized banks to the river. We're trying to recreate the plant growth that should be there. We're trying to recreate the plant diversity, the insect diversity. All of these things are easy for us to do because all we have to do is add on these little bits of habitat onto a nasty, straight seawall. You get a lot of benefit out of that just because we're putting something there where there's nothing there now.
Yeah, and you know, there's been a lot about bringing the river back in the last decade, maybe even 20 years now. You've seen so much talk about this from our government all the way down to Friends of the Chicago River, other places. By just doing the things you're talking about, by changing the way that the river flows, or at least the way that it's set up without the seawalls, you think that would make a major change to the way that we know the Chicago River?
Yeah, so and it's an important point to understand that we're probably never going to get back to the point that we're at. You can't just take a river, destroy it, and then put the pieces back together and expect it to come back alive again. A lot of this is going to take a lot of hard work, and the end result might be something different than what we had before or what we see in other areas, but we can do a lot to improve the situation regardless. You know, if we're just having this empty box here, why not put empty box with habitat? We're not going to get the exact same species. We're not going to get the same abundance of them. them as we did before, or a natural river would have, but it's going to be a lot better than it is now.
Urban rivers, this is interesting because, you know, as we stand here, we're actually in Whole Foods right here in Kingsbury. Kingsbury's had such an interesting life of its own just in the last 20 years. But you're talking about innovation. You're not necessarily talking about restoring habitat, which is the byproduct of it, but you're talking about changing the way the river is through innovation, not just through the Wild Mile, but also through the Trash Bot, which I think is the coolest idea ever, but really finding new ways to bring the river back that maybe hadn't been thought about before.
Yeah, I mean, our cities have to be, we have to find new ways to really engage these rivers in our cities, you know, and this goes throughout the world. They cut through some of the most densely populated areas, and in most cases, the rivers are not really treated with the respect that I think that they deserve as this vital piece of a city's history and future growth. So things like when we look at what problems they have, we try to find different solutions that will adapt to the urban environment, the trash robot being one of them. We found that we would get an abundance of trash that would fill up this area. And so the first thought was, okay, let's get volunteers together, let's get out there and clean it up. And what we found is the rate that the trash accumulates and the timing was so unpredictable that it was really difficult to have people out there catching it all the time.
So you're talking about like a Roomba for the river.
Exactly, yeah. But a Roomba controlled by actual people on the internet. So people can volunteer to drive this thing for a couple minutes a day to really remove the trash. And so instead of, you know, what we do on a daily basis, which is suit up and get into the river, you know, you can just sit from the comfort of your home and volunteer and actually make a difference in the ecology in just a couple minutes.
Ultimately, it's a business in the way that you're trying to bring this innovation to the river. It's a not-for-profit, of course, but most of the river, you know, is owned by different either industry or development or building, or, you know, we're at the Whole Foods right here. How do you get projects like this done when you don't have control of all of the land?
You know, so that's probably the most unique aspect of the Wild Mile is that you're right. Most of the edges are owned by different property owners. There's a lot of different stakeholders. But, you know, at the end, for the people who own the land around here, it's a value-added piece. You know, when you have a vital park, when you have a really diverse ecosystem, you create a unique space within the Chicago River and within Chicago in general. You know, that makes the area around it better for the property owners and for the residents who live nearby. So convincing property owners comes kind of naturally once they see the benefits and, you know, the little risk that happens when allowing this thing.
I think about the city because we've seen right here, just north of here, all the talk about Lincoln Yards along the river. Obviously, the mayor's, the outgoing mayor's crowning achievement has been the Riverwalk and what he's done. But the government seems to take on these projects. So is there a way that this is something that should be done by the city and the municipality as opposed to a private company?
Well, we're working with the city Department of Planning Development on the Wild Mile. So doing the floating education platform, which will be something that should come online later this summer. It's a project that's done in collaboration with them where we're actually bringing people down to the river's edge and allowing people to kind of experience the river from the river level. So I think that the city's involvement, you know, it's just going to increase. I mean, they see the river as a really underutilized asset, and a lot of forward-thinking people at the city are making steps and moving towards really developing these spaces into unique public areas.
And Phil, why the Chicago River? There's a lot of waterways. Why the Chicago River? Why do this downtown?
Yeah, well, so the urban, interurban spaces are kind of some of the areas that are the most starved for natural areas. And what is really unique about the Chicago River is it runs north side, south side. It's pretty prominent throughout our city. It's actually, if we set it up as sort of a natural corridor throughout our area, we can start to utilize it not only as an ecological resource. And it's true that, you know, if you were managing whole watersheds, you could have a bigger impact. But the amount of people that are here and are able to see this and touch this and get in tune with this makes a much more persuasive case for conservation in many other places. So I think that conservation in urban areas can make a surprisingly large impact. I think we're finding more and more. Not only that, it also gets the people in the city who might not experience nature all the time that exposure and gets them to want to experience more, expand more, conserve more in other areas.
For you, Nick, just in Chicago has seen in the last year's time talk about an Amazon bid, talk about a Lincoln Yards bid, talk about a 78 along the river. Is Chicago open for innovation, for new ideas, when it seems like all the new ideas that get thrown out seems to have some sort of controversy around it?
You know, I think so. So far, the response to the Wild Mile has been outstanding. And I think that people in both the city and residents see the value in taking one of these underutilized assets and turning it into something really beautiful for, you know, people and habitat alike. So I think that, you know, when done right, people love it. And I think that this type of installation is just going to spread to other parts of our river and other rivers in general.
There you go. On the north branch of the Chicago River, right at Kingsbury, behind the Whole Foods, right in that North Avenue area complex on the north side of Chicago. That was Nick Wesley and Phil Nicodemus from Urban Rivers. You could find they're actually having a meeting tonight about the Wild Mile, and they're continuing to have more community involvement and engagement. You can find out all the information at Urban Rivers, the website. Just look it up on Google. You can also find they have some community engagement, including some community events this weekend, doing some cleanup on the river, and you can go out and you can be a part of it. There you go. So that's the story of the Roomba on the river. I love it. I'm in. I think that's the greatest idea ever. I'd sign up all day. Just if it had two, it had to have two joysticks. Like, I'd be able to sit there, and then my wife would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm driving the trash bot. I would do it. More to come on Extension 720.